with a delicious pint of Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with wholesome ingredients, fresh from farms all over South Carolina. It's not no-fat, low-fat, dairy-free, or organic. It's nostalgic ice cream like Grandma made when every kid took a turn at the churn. Try some today in four southern flavors: peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. To find a retailer near you, visit clemsonsbest.com. Have you heard about the changes over at TIAD Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
Good morning, my favorite daughter. Welcome to the Otto Hahn ride share. I'm your driver, Catherine Hahn. If you care for a beverage, just open the stow-and-go storage system and you'll find juice boxes and animal crackers.
Mom, not this again.
In-ride entertainment is available with the UConnect Theater. There's games, apps, and all my favorite movies already queued up.
Bored!
Here at Otto Hahn, safety is our top concern. That's why we only drive the Chrysler Pacifica. Here we are. I expect a 5-star review.
The Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to the Road Rage. No time for that. It's too much to get to. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ken and I are good now. Ken said that, no, I didn't make it official. But he said when I went over their schedule, that I just doing wins and losses for everybody, that I picked them to lose more than they lost. And that could very well be true. You know, and look, I think that the program, let me say this. I think the Miami program under Mark Richt is better than it was previously, but look, I hated the hire of Al Golden. I thought Al Golden was a bozo. I thought it was a terrible fit. I said so from the beginning. People loved that hire. I hated it. Obviously, that hire did not work out. I think Mark Richt has limitations. You know, he seems energized by his move to Miami, and so I think that was necessary. And I do think that the early returns on recruiting have been good. But I think people are jumping the gun on who Miami is right now. We'll find out this year. I think that when you look at Miami, you know, their questions start at quarterback. I mean, Rozier is what Rozier is. He's never going to get better. He's a guy who has pedestrian arm strength. He's a pretty good athlete. He's solid, but that's the guy Richt is going to play. He's not going to play the younger guys with more talent. He's just not. Now, you know, I think that one question with Miami is Ahmad Richards. Is he back to how he was as a freshman? Can he be that guy? I think the running game will be fine. We'll talk about what Miami's key question is in a little bit. I'll have a key question for every ACC team, and we'll get into that conversation. We have a lot to get to, though, before we do any of that. Langhorne writes, "While there is something previously undefinable, I instinctively felt over many years of listening to Mark Richt speak that has finally crystallized for me. Mark Richt is slow." there may be something to that. Buffalo, Blue Buffalo says, and UVA had Miami on the ropes. Yeah, look, Miami won a number of games last year that I think it's unlikely they will win those same type of games this year, because this is not the way fate works. You know, the whole turnover chain, the whole momentum thing, you know, even like natural weather played in their favor. There were just games they were outplayed that they somehow won. And then late in the year, it all turned negative. And we'll find out how they start out. I'll tell you what. That game against LSU is vital for both those programs. Just think about that. That's the opener, isn't it, Ramona? Look up Miami's schedule or LSU's schedule. That's the season opener, isn't it? That game's in Atlanta, isn't it? Look up that game for me. Miami-LSU. Find out if that's the opener. I believe it is. That game, and you think about the direction of those two programs, the questions people still have about the hire at LSU, the direction of the program at LSU, the fact you're going to have a new quarterback at LSU, which is probably going to be Joe Burrow, the Ohio State transfer, the fact you're going to have a new running back at LSU because both of your star running backs from recent years have moved on. The fact you have a lot of new pieces at LSU, it's a vital game to start the season for that program and the direction of that program. I think, is that correct? Is it the opener?
Yeah, it says it's at a neutral site.
Okay. The reason the game is vital from a Miami standpoint is Miami wants to sell the notion that they are the new team of the Coastal, that Miami is back to their old ways and that the U is back and that you can expect the U to be in the championship every year and this type of stuff, that they're going to start to assert dominance over the other teams in the Coastal. Well, look, one way you start to prove that is you open your season by beating LSU. One way you kill all of that talk and all that momentum is you lose to LSU to start the year because, again, you're a program that's lost their last three games. It's in Dallas. Thank you. They've lost their last three games. And so if they open the season losing to LSU, now you're on a four-game losing streak. And now no one's talking about you anymore. Now all this stuff about Miami being back. Let me tell you something. If Miami loses to that LSU, this version of LSU to start the year, an LSU that doesn't have a quarterback, doesn't have a running back, that really doesn't have any known answers, known commodities at those positions. If Miami loses that game to LSU to start the year, then it says all this talk about Miami was out of line, premature, bogus. So it's a vital game. I'm not sure that there is a more vital game for those two programs this year. I know it's not a league game, but it's a temperature test. It's a directional test of whether you're heading up or down and who you really are. Because, again, this is not a vintage LSU team. And it's an LSU team that will start the season with some fairly significant questions. In fact, Ramona, didn't I already put LSU in my poll?
In your top 50 teams?
They were what number?
I'm pretty sure they were high up there. They're 41.
They're not high, they're low.
They're 41.
Yeah, I mean, so I put LSU 41. So, obviously, I'm not thinking that LSU is headed towards some sort of banner season. I think you're talking about an 8-win team, maybe, something of that sort. Now, I did pick them to go over the total. The total was 7. So I guess I'm flat out predicting them to win 8 is what it comes down to. And I won't be surprised if they beat Miami. I think the question that Miami will have against LSU is, are they physical enough to handle LSU? Because they weren't physical enough to compete against Clemson. They weren't physical enough to compete against Wisconsin. Is Miami physical enough at the point of attack to compete against LSU? And I'm not sure they are. I mean, I think that the statistical analysis, the metrics, those type of things will favor Miami, but I'm not so sure the line of scrimmage won't favor LSU. So we'll see about that. A lot to get to on that front. You want to get in 654-767. All right, I'm going backwards. All right, we're going back to the Dabo Swinney golf outing. Marana, before we do that, let's get the Open update on the British Open. if you don't mind.
Okay.
You know, I see a lot of, you know, Ramona, here's one thing that's quite apparent. I'm looking at the open scoreboard myself, and I'm going to have you read it in a minute. But I see a lot of American flags, ton of American players in the top 18. Unfortunately, for you Tiger Woods fans, he's not one of them. Go ahead.
Kevin Kisner is minus five.
American.
Eric Ruyan is minus four. Tony Finau is minus four. Xander Lombard is minus four. Brandon Stone is minus three. Ryan Moore is minus three. Brandon Steele minus three.
We have a couple South Africans in the top four of the leaderboard, which is interesting. Go ahead.
Matthew Southgate is minus two. Danny Willett is minus two. Sung Hoon Kang is minus two.
Yeah.
Pat Perez is minus two. John Rahm is minus two. Russell Henley minus two. Roy McIlroy minus two.
You know, and there's one of the first big names in that Rory McIlroy may have. You know, McIlroy has been incredibly inconsistent of late, but may have found his game again. He's minus two early, so he's in pretty good position. By the way, another big name. Tied for eighth as well, and Justin Thomas, he is minus two. Let me see what else we have. Your part of this is over, Ramona. That's well done. Ricky Fowler is minus one. Matt Kuchar, the Georgia Tech product, who is always, you know, on the leaderboard for a while but never wins anything. Hendrik Stenson, minus one. Scrolling down here, seeing if there's any other names. Adam Scott is even. Jason Day is even. Jordan Spieth is plus one. Tiger Woods finished even for the day. Birdied his first hole, finished even. An up and down day for Tiger Woods. But, you know, look, Ronnie, he's his normal five shots back. So if you extrapolate it out, which is what you do in every major tournament, he loses by 20. I mean, he's going to be 20 shots behind at the end of this, and all the Tiger Woods fantasy talk can go away for another major and another year. Because that's what happens. Phil Mickelson plus two. You know, these two guys really staking their claim, Ramona, for that $10 million match play deal. Can't wait. Can't wait to see that. By the way, you guys might want to invite Ernie Els in, too. He's also plus two. Where's Bernard Langer? Maybe Bernard Langer can participate.
I don't know
How old's Bernard Langer? He's like 75.
Oh, maybe
you can.
Okay.
Maybe you can put him in. Maybe he can play in your match play for the $10 million too, since we're letting old guys in. Bobby Jones might want a part of that. You know, dig him up, ask him.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong beyond belief. Wrong.
He may want a part of that. Let me get to the. You know what? Before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Priority One Security for all your security needs. They're the best in the industry. No one does it like Priority One. They're also involved in our community. From a philanthropic standpoint, they're special. They're special. When we had our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar. They wrote a big check. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. Now, look, that alone isn't enough, but they're the kind of people that you want to be involved with because, obviously, they care. And this shows through in what they do as well. First of all, they're tip of the spear in technology. They customize every system around the specifics of your situation. They have the fastest response time in the industry. You know, if you're looking to protect the people who matter most to you, your family, your loved ones, and by the way, in the next couple days, I'm going to tell you a story about a listener of this program and and what happened to him. We live in a dangerous world. When you're ready, call my friends at Priority One, 288-1400, 288-1400. And Ramona already knows this story. I've promised not to share it before a detail or two is cleared up, but I'm going to tell you a story in the next few days about a longtime listener of this program that is going to break your hearts. It's going to reshape things in your mind regarding importance, etc. Before I get to any of that, let me tell you about, just thinking about it. I want to go back to Dabo Swinney's media outing, and I want to get back into some of that. We broke down a lot of what was said, but there was more that we hadn't got to. I want to talk about Mickey Kahn. I want to talk about Brent Venables. Coach Venables got a raise. By the way, I haven't even mentioned today that Brad Brownell was extended 6 years, $15 million. It's the right decision. I've had a conversation or two with people on Twitter about it. Look, if you don't get this now, I mean, he was the right guy. He was the right guy. When the world turned, I always believed that Brad Brownell was going to get it fixed. I saw the signs. I saw the signs in that backcourt of Mitchell and Reed that he recruited. I saw the signs in how he had reinvented himself. I saw the signs in the way the program was committing to the basketball. The school was committing to the basketball program. I saw the signs in slow signs of progress that weren't necessarily apparent to everybody. And I believed in it fully. And even now, there are still people who are like, yeah, Walt, but should we have extended him? Shouldn't we have waited a couple years? I got some of that on Twitter this morning. The answer is no. If you can't see the direction of the program now, I don't know when you're going to see it. Things are getting better and better. The Clemson Tigers are a contender in basketball. Not in football. Everyone knows who they are in football. The Clemson Tigers are an ACC contender in basketball. In men's basketball. They have a chance to win this league. They're going to compete with Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, a few others. They have a shot to win this league. They have a shot to be playing late into the calendar, to go way beyond where they did in this year's tournament. They're a team that has the capability of going to the Final Four. You don't have to believe that now. You'll believe it later. This is a team that went 25-10 last year, and they're going to be better this year. I'm sorry. This was essential. It was well-deserved, and I couldn't be happier for Coach Brownell. Look, I've admitted I like the guy personally. I like him personally. But if I didn't believe in him, I didn't think he could coach, there is no way I would have ever said the things I did. No way. I would have said, get rid of him. He's a bum, whatever. But I believed in who he was and that he would turn this thing around, and he has. And now you're starting to reap the fruits of it. You're starting to get the rewards of it. And I think it's just going to get better from here. Look, Clemson basketball is not Duke, not North Carolina. You're never going to be able to just pick and choose from the same recruiting list that those schools do. You have to do it a little differently. And it took time. It took time to learn the landscape. It took time to learn for Coach to learn what he could and couldn't do, to grow, to continue to grow and evolve as a coach. But you see the signs in everything that's happening that this program is getting stronger and better on a daily basis. And he's the reason. So it's a very wise investment, because let me tell you something. If you didn't pay this guy, someone else is going to. If you didn't step up and pay Brad Brownell, someone else was going to. So it's another check in the column of Dan Radakovich and company as well. You know, listen, when you have successful athletic programs, it is a sign that university-wide, you get it. You get it in the president. You get it in the AD. You get it in the hierarchy. You get it. It takes that. And I, for one, think this was another terrific decision. And I think Clemson's going to be, and their fans are going to be royally rewarded for the decision. So congratulations to Coach Brownell. I think it was richly deserved. And by the way, Coach, I'll be calling you about that loan.
Yeah, Coach.
Remember who your friends are.
I got some credit card bills I need taken care of.
Remember who your friends are. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want, because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets, because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with 50 to 80% savings and limited time specials. Save 60% on kids' tees, shorts, jeans, and more. Take 30 to 50% off shoes and sandals for her. Men's suits, separates, dress shirts, and more are 50 to 70% off. Bras and shapewear, 50 to 60% off. And save 50 to 60% on dresses, tops, and more. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lots to get to. You want to get in, join the conversation. You're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Before we get going, grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owens Sports Complex in Easley. It's an amazing deal, by the way. I was there for it. Starting July 28th, the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to upstate South Carolina. They'll be playing for the biggest title in all of youth baseball, the Senior League World Series champions. Come and experience 12 teams battle it out and play with heart over the course of 21 games to claim the Senior League World Series title. Since daily tickets are only $5 at the gate, you can bring your entire family to make memories with the boys of summer. If you decide you just can't get enough, weekly passes are also available. Get ready to enjoy a night at the park with the baseball stars of tomorrow at the J.B. Red Owens Sports Complex. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it. For more information and to see the stats and scores once the games begin, go to s-l-b-w-s.org. How about that? All right, lots to get to. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Lane Kiffin, the coach of Florida Atlantic, who's done a brilliant job there, and who is a busy man on social media platforms. There are lots of people to insult, and Lane is the guy to do it. Well, he's done it again. This is a guy who's about to go to Oklahoma to play the Sooners, a loaded team, in their building. And Lane Kiffin says of Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray that he should have chosen baseball.
Oh, he took a shot at the player?
He said, yeah, I mean, I have to find the quote here because I don't have the quote in front of me. Let me see. Where is it? Let me give you the exact quote if I can find it here. Here it is. He should change his mind and play baseball. Lane Kiffin.
I said he should change his mind.
FAU opens at Oklahoma, and Lane Kiffin has a suggestion for the Sooner signal caller, that from the Four Letter Network, quoting him saying he should change his mind and play baseball. In other words, in advance of their game, don't worry about playing us. Go play baseball. Now, I guess you could interpret that two ways. The way I interpreted it initially was like, you don't want to play us. But I guess you could also interpret it as him sort of respectfully saying, well, look, we think you're pretty good. Why don't you go play baseball? So I guess there are two ways to interpret that. I guess it depends. Like, again, texter right now, it's Jay on the text line says, didn't Kiffin mean that as a compliment? I don't know. Maybe he did. Again, I think there are clearly two ways to view it. I'm guessing that they ran this comment because they believed it to be a shot. But upon further review, I think you could view it as a compliment. It just depends. Regardless, I guess this is the question I would have. Is Lane Kiffin the new Steve Spurrier?
Oh, you think he's up there with Spurrier about comments?
I do. I think that he
that's
is
something because Spurrier can hand him out.
Well, listen, whether you liked or disliked Steve Spurrier, he was good for the college game. It was good to have an antagonist, a guy like that, a guy not only willing to speak his mind, but who would freely take shots across the bow at a whim. Well, Kiffin's the same way. Kiffin will say the same type of things. And like Spurrier, he's a brilliant offensive mind. Now, Spurrier was ahead of his time, and when he introduced the fun and gun offense, nobody was really ready for it. And so he had sort of an inherent advantage that the offensive coaches of today don't necessarily have because, you know, we're past that stage where you can reinvent the wheel. You know, we're past that stage. But in this era, Kiffin has already demonstrated his acumen. There's no question about it. He's demonstrated his offensive mind. Even guys like Saban, Wadnum, I don't care how that thing ended. And he's done a remarkable job in very little time at Florida Atlantic. A remarkable job. And by the end of last season, you know, I talk a lot about Central Florida. I talked about them all year. But by the end of last year, Florida Atlantic was a really good football team. A really good and very, very athletic and dangerous football team. And they were playing at a dominant level. They could have competed with anybody. They could have played with any. I'm not saying they would have won, but I'm saying you could have put that team that closed last season on the field with anybody, and that's Kiffin's doing. And, you know, Spurrier built it at places like Duke before Florida happened. And is Lane Kiffin sort of evolving into this new age Steve Spurrier? I think there are some similarities. Now, look, the proof will come in the results. I mean, Kiffin's going to have to continue to do what he's done at Florida Atlantic, maybe shock some other people, and then move on to take a bigger job somewhere and then turn that program into a national contender. That's the pathway to wind up in that type of conversation. I mean, he has a ton of resume building to do. But I'm telling you something, there are some signs with this cat. There's some signs that this may be the next Spurrier. That his offensive acumen, despite all his shenanigans, that his offensive acumen may be such that the future is really bright for him. Cliff says FAU's offense will have them in the top 25 this year. Remarkable when you consider where they've been the last 5 years. Yeah. So again, he's doing it sort of the Spurrier way. The Duke level program that nobody knew anything about, nobody cared about, suddenly is relevant. It's relevant because of him. And after this year, Texter 305 says, does Kiffin and FAU beat the Sooners? I don't think so. I think it's going to be tough to go there and win in the opener. There's a quarterback change at FAU, too. So I think it's going to be tough. But they're going to compete. They're going to put points up on Oklahoma. They're going to move the ball. That's going to be a shootout. That game is sort of going to shock people the way that game plays out. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it wound up 49-35 or something of that sort. But I do think that this is a rising star now. I really believe this. Look, he's had his fails, all right? He's done some ridiculous things. He deserved to be fired. There were people who hired him before he was ready. He wasn't ripe. But I'm thinking that after this season, he will be ripe. And I'm thinking he's going to have major college suitors again. And I don't know which one of them he'll wind up at, but I think this is his last year at Florida Atlantic. I think this is his jumping off point. I know he signed that long extension, et cetera, but and look, maybe he thinks he can build it there. Maybe he's fed up with the Sabins of the world and fed up with, maybe he thinks he can build it there. I don't know. He's a hard guy to read, but I still think that when you look at his evolution, and again, it included fails. Texas says Kiffin and Spurrier were like young prodigies. They can fail early. Both failed in the NFL. In this case, they still have the time. That's Cliff. And the talent to get back to the top. Right. Look, almost everybody fails at some point. It's not whether you fail. It's what you do in response to failing. And I admit, Kiffin's a bit of a wild card. But I think Spurrier was probably viewed the same way at one point. And I just think there seem to be signs to me. There seem to be signs. Texas says, here's a surface-level look at Kiffin's impact on FAU. His record in 1 year, 2017, 11-3. FAU record over the last three seasons, previous three seasons, 14-16, 9-27. There's a great example. So for 3 years, they went from 9-27 to 11-3 last year under his direction. Again, I think he is a bit of an offensive genius. And I think people recognize that. They were hoping for maturity beyond that. And again, I don't know whether people will view all of his comments as indicative that this individual is maturing, because he's very active in taking these shots. But again, I actually think it's refreshing. I don't think it's bad to have, you know, a guy or two in college football who either says what's on his mind with no off button, or whether his thoughts are contrived and targeted. I don't care how they originate. I suspect that some of Spurrier's fell in both categories, and maybe some of Kiffin's comments fall in both categories. But nonetheless, I think he's a rising star. And here's what I really believe. I believe that the next school, look, I thought he would fail at Tennessee. I thought that was a crappy hire at the time. I thought he wasn't ready. I think he's ready now. And I think the next school that hires Kiffin is going to be the school that hits the home run. The next one is going to be the one that gets it right. I think that's what you're going to see. And I don't know who it'll be. I don't know if it'll be LSU or North Carolina or somewhere else. I have no idea. Maybe it'll be back to being one of those West Coast schools, which is probably where he'd be most comfortable. But I think at the end of this season, hey, look, Herm Edwards is going to be a disaster at Arizona State in all likelihood, although they have some weapons there, we'll say. I don't know where Kiffin winds up, but I think this is his final year at Florida Atlantic. And I think the next major college program that says, you know what, we're doing this, I think they're going to be the ones who win the lottery. They're going to win the Kiffin lottery. They're going to be the ones who wind up in national title contention, because I really believe this guy's going to take some team there. I really do. You can just see it coming. You can see it coming. There's an evolution in the guy. There's an evolution. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Hall. HALT's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. We had people, by the way, yesterday, Ramona, were taking advantage of the Walt Wheel deal. We'll get to that. You have to wait till next Wednesday on that deal, but you have to call now. But if you go read the reviews on First Class Hall, HALT's been in Greenville for seven-plus years. People talk about their acumen, their knowledge, sort of the same thing, how they make them feel special. how they know these vehicles inside and out. Go read the Google reviews. They're all five stars. You've heard the unsolicited testimony on this show. People saying the same thing. That's first class Halt. And here's the thing. They have an introductory offer for you now at the Anderson location, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. First Class Halt is partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. Here's what you need to do. Only 8 of you get this every week. You need to call right now, set up your appointment for next Wednesday. That's how it works. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get a brake inspection, balancing of tires, four-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. It's every Wednesday. Just call the Anderson location on Clemson Boulevard for details. Make your appointment ahead because space is very limited. Call them right now. Call First Class Halt at this number, 864-260-9600, and tell them you want to be one of the 8 to get the Walt Wheel Deal. Do it right now. You'll thank me later. Austin, you're up first as soon as we get back. We'll be right back.
Countdown is on. 44 days till Clemson football.
Lango shotgun takes a snap. Looks down the field. Going to go long. Looking for Higgins. Has it at the South Carolina 20. He'll carry it inside the 15 and then fights his way forward close to the 10.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
There are a lot of restaurants who talk about flavor. But real flavor takes practice. And here at Bojangles, we've been perfecting our one-of-a-kind recipes for 40 years.
Head to Bojangles and get 2 Cajun filet chicken sandwiches for $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with 50 to 80% savings and limited time specials. Save 60% on kids' tees, shorts, jeans, and more. Take 30 to 50% off shoes and sandals for her. Men's suits, separates, dress shirts, and more are 50 to 70% off. Bras and shapewear, 50 to 60% off. And save 50 to 60% on dresses, tops, and more. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
I've been watching you for days now, baby. I just love your sex.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Boy, this is fascinating. I'm coming right to you, Austin, all you other people on hold. I'm coming right to you. This is from Matt Connolly, right in the state. Boy, Ramona, I don't know what all the Kelly Bryant haters are going to do with this news.
Uh-oh.
The headline of Matt Connolly's article in the state: one Clemson quarterback clearly was the better quarterback this spring, Cleveland Farrell says. Cleveland Farrell representing Clemson at ACC Media Days with Dabo Swinney. Now, I don't know if he said this directly to Matt Connolly. I don't believe he said this to Kelly and Kwok. I think this was probably a separate interview. But Cleveland Farrell said one Clemson quarterback was clearly the better quarterback this spring. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence received plenty of hype after a stellar performance in the Tigers spring game this April. Lawrence led the orange team to a victory over the white team, and Kelly Bryant completing 11 of 16 passes for 122 with a touchdown and no picks. Bryant struggled that Saturday, particularly on deep throws, passing for only 35 yards in the loss. But Tiger defensive end Cleveland Farrell, a leader on the squad, said at the ACC kickoff event that one quarterback stood out in the spring, and it wasn't Lawrence. Maybe he didn't play as well as Trevor in the spring game and whatnot, but Kelly clearly, now listen, this is a player on the team, Cleveland Farrell saying, but Kelly clearly was the better quarterback as far as the whole spring as a whole, Farrell said at the West End in downtown Charlotte. There were two holes there. Trevor showed some great things in the spring, but it was just a mental jump that he had to make, and he did have some struggles that a lot of people don't really see. I feel like Kelly was definitely still the more ready quarterback after the end of the spring. Definitely, Farrell said. He's a senior. He has more trust in his teammates. He knows the system, and he showed his skill and talent through his ability to run. He's worked really hard. He just looked comfortable. Everything flowed smoothly with him. The whole team is behind him. That's our guy. Okay. Now, what do all you Kelly Bryant haters say? Or all you people who want to shove Trevor Lawrence right to the front from day one because you don't understand the difference between talent and being the better quarterback. Texter said, uh-oh. Texter said, uh-oh. So what do you want to do with that? This is Matt Connolly's story in the state right now. And, I mean, he didn't just author one sentence. He expounded. He went into details. First of all, I'm sort of shocked at the comments to begin with. You don't normally get that type of not only honesty, but sort of a peek inside in terms of what you didn't see. So the guy who did see, one of the guys who did see what most of us didn't see is telling you that clearly, definitely, in his words, Kelly Bryant was the better quarterback in the spring and ended the spring as the better quarterback. This article's up there right now, 4:23 p.m. Again, Matt Connelly in the state, and you know, maybe we should endeavor to get Matt on. You know, a texter in response to Cleland says he needs to tread lightly, easy to divide a team. It doesn't sound like it's a divided team. Dexter 616 says Dabo now wishes Cleveland Farrell had went to the NFL.
Yeah, he doesn't like people talking, yeah. Does he?
Well, I don't think any coach does, quite honestly.
What they're going to say, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this is sort of shocking. This is a major sort of story that comes out of nowhere. I mean, and I'm somewhat surprised at that. So we'll see how it plays out. But Matt Connelly, again, put this article up. This article is just posted, 4:23 p.m., and it is quoting Cleland Farrell going into detail. Ed says, and Cleland drops the mic. So a fascinating article, and I'm going to touch on this again in a minute, but let me get Austin in here first. He's been hanging on for a long time. Oh, no. I haven't done that, Ramona, in months. I just hit the disconnect. Austin, I'm not doing anything else, Austin. I know you've been hanging on. Mea culpa. Call me right back. I'm waiting for you, Austin. Call back, Austin, right now. Ramona's going to put you right up. There we go. We're going to get Austin back on. But I'm stunned. I'm stunned at this. I'm very surprised. I had not heard this. Texas is breaking news. Lawrence to transfer. No, that's not happening. No one's saying that. And then Texter from 301 air code says the incumbent senior looked better than the freshman in his first ever practice. Shock. No, not his first ever, through the entire spring. Just to be clear, through the entire spring. That's what he's saying. And that's what people don't understand. They misinterpret the difference between talent and being the better quarterback. Another texter facetiously says, what does Cleveland Farrell know about football? another text says, I like that because if it's true, I'm a Kelly Bryant supporter, but I don't trust a thing from Matt. Why? No, I don't. Matt Connelly's a good guy. I trust Matt Connelly. I don't think we have any issues with Matt Connelly. Let's get to Austin first. We have him back. You know, an interesting little dilemma, Ramona. The texts are firing so fast, they're keeping me from being able to go to the call screen. Austin.
Hey, Walt. How's it going?
Hey, good, Austin. I appreciate you getting in.
Good. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I'm looking at this through a Clemson perspective. Does Tony Elliott call the plays at Clemson?
He does. I mean, it's a team venture. It's Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott, but Elliott has the final say.
Right. Right. Now, let me ask you this. If I think you spoke yesterday about Tony Elliott having perhaps one of the biggest targets on his back for a head coaching job. If one or the other of the offensive coordinators were going to leave for a head coaching job, which one would put Clemson in a better position? So, for example, if Jeff Scott left, we would obviously miss his recruiting. And then if Tony left, I guess we would miss, I guess you could say, his recruiting and play calling. Which one would put Clemson in more of a better spot if one had to go? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you, Austin. You know, it's a really good question. And first of all, let me say that I respect both of those guys so highly that I'm not going to disparage one by putting one above the other. Because I think they're both really terrific. And I think they've both been really terrific for the Clemson program. I think the good news, Austin, is that because of the working combo that they are, that if one were to leave, you'd continue to function smoothly because the other would just take over. So I think from that standpoint, it's a really positive position to be in. I think eventually they're both going to be head coaches. Obviously, Jeff's dad was a head coach. I think he's cut from that cloth. I think one day he'll make a very fine head coach that'll probably grow up and learn through the system. And then in terms of Tony Elliott, I think he's just a remarkable individual. Sharp as can be. I think he's really starting to come into his own as a coach, as a person, everything. And I think his future is incredibly bright. And he's a guy who just, I mean, he sounds like a guy you want representing your program. And so I think they're both gifted. I don't think there's any question about it. And I think they both have a bright future in the industry beyond what they are here. And look, that's the way the system works. I mean, when you're successful, people want your coaches, and I think you're going to see more and more of that. This particular coaching staff that Dabo Swinney has put together is going to go a long way towards building his coaching tree, because I think a lot of these guys are going to wind up head coaches. Brent Venables is absolutely going to be a head coach one day. And there's no question in my mind that Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott and others. I mean, I think you're going to see that. I think Brandon Streeter will be a head coach. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. That's Gilstrap Roofing. Look, no one does it like Gilstrap. For 80 years, they've done it the right way. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Think about the absurdity of that. You can't convince three people of anything, and yet for over 30 years, everyone who's used Gilstrap Roofing has come away happy. I get the testimonials all the time, the unsolicited testimonials from people writing and calling and talking about Gilstrap Roofing. Ramona knows firsthand. Look, take advantage of their free storm checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, just like they've told other listeners. If there's something wrong, they have licensed adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. That's Gilstrap Roofing. They'll help you just like they've helped so many people throughout the upstate. Call them. Tell them I say 269-1232, 269-1232. Clemson Dad, you're next. I'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed